Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, the future of digital home marketing. All right, guys, if you haven't tuned in for a little while, you might not know that I was at the Tech Home Builders Summit recently, and this is an exclusive invite-only event to a select few builders around the country. And this was a pretty immersive experience, not only in all sorts of technology, but product innovations that are coming to new homes. But more than that, this is also an opportunity to learn about some digital home marketing and new tools that are going to be out in the marketplace now and in the future that are going to transform the home purchase experience as we know it. Now, this is not something that most companies have or companies are beginning to work on. So it's something that, you know, you will see in the coming years. And I think it's going to take off as, younger and younger buyers continue to get in the market. So these are things that we got to keep an eye on. And if you are in the industry and you're in sales, you're in marketing, or you own a building company, remodeling company, these are things that you're going to want to probably start to look into somewhere down the pipeline just to make sure that you're aware of it and that you can build some of these really cool experiences into your sales process. So with that, let's start on some of the future things or things that are out there right now that you may want to take advantage of. All right, first and foremost, most companies should have at least one or two of these in their portfolio. If not, this is definitely something you should be jumping on right away. But 3D tours of some of your existing homes, or Matterport tours, a lot of times is what they call them. This is basically a camera that spins around and takes an entire picture of an entire room, and you move it around, and then you build out these scenes that you can walk through. And you can hire companies to do this for a couple $100s. You can get these tours, and customers can literally feel like they are navigating themselves all the way through the inside of this particular home. And they're extremely valuable to have, and it makes it a lot easier for people to really see and understand the product that they're looking at. So that's one of the first things that you're going to want to have in your process or in, you know, on your website or somewhere available. Another thing that's gotten more popular, especially in some of the areas that saw a lot of COVID lockdowns, was self-guided tours. So this is things like smart lock boxes that you can, somebody drives up to your home, maybe you have some signage there. They either click something and it connects them directly with an office where they can set them up with a self-guided tour. They will then get access to the home instantly. They can walk through it themselves. Now, there are some next level self-guided tour things that you're going to see out of this particular event, or that I saw at this particular event. For example, you can start to integrate things like Amazon Alexa or Google Home, and you can have signage in the home that says, you know, ask Alexa about the whatever kitchen, the Brentwood kitchen. And all of a sudden it will pop on and say, the Brentwood kitchen features, you know, lovely quartz countertops and upgraded blah, 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 and this type of flooring and dot, dot, dot. So it'll literally tell you about features in the home. So you can build that functionality into it. So as someone's walking through the home, they can keep asking the home questions and basically tour it without ever having a salesperson present. Kind of interesting stuff, and something that, you know, obviously in a COVID lockdown state could definitely help, have your homes be available and accessible more than just Saturdays and Sundays when you have your typical open houses. So besides the self-guided tours, some other things that you're going to see in digital marketing are ways to meld the digital and the physical experiences together. So this could be something along the lines of, you know, a kiosk or something like that, where, you know, you can kind of go into a part of the home and maybe there's, a monitor or a keyboard or a smart device on the wall, and you can kind of click through and get a very brief tutorial or something. So Perhaps you could go in the basement, for example, and there's an iPad hanging on the wall, and it'll explain a few key characteristics of the heating system and how the basement is constructed and why, you know, what kind of plumbing lines there are and why things were done a certain way. Those are kind of the physical and digital experiences that could be melded into the home sale. The other thing that you might see more of is just, again, more usage of video and staff videos. For example, you know, if you have upgrade packages, instead of just having that on a static sheet of paper, which is, you know, obviously still effective, but getting to be kind of old school, have videos saying, okay, here's the designer and they're talking about the whatever luxury kitchen package that you have and the different elements that you really get out of it and why you should want it. You could also have in the new digital sales process, much more use of visualizers. So this is becoming a little bit more of an affordable technology where they render out a particular room in the home or the entire home, depending on how far you want to take this. But let's just say it's a particular room in the home. They render it out with a basic, you know, design and layout, and then it would populate with certain items. So for example, your cabinets, you can populate it with, let's say you use one brand, you can populate all 12 door colors and or door finishes, all right, and you can populate the door styles, and then you can populate the countertop choices and the colors that you offer. And then those pop up on the screen and you just click and you can see it in real time update into a look so that you can kind of build out the look that you want. That's just a visualizer. So you could do that for kitchens or a bathroom or a family room. Or you could also have something room by room. Obviously that stuff gets kind of expensive the more that you have to render the home and add in all the different types of finishes. But certainly helpful for home buyers to really understand and create something that feels unique to them. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the tours. We talked about visualizers. You know, we talked about scheduling your own tours. Again, you can have devices and different things at the front of the home, or if you're using a smart, you know, lock set, you could have something where they hit the doorbell, it rings in a remote location, or it rings someone's cell phone, and they could literally with a text sent to an agent or somebody within the company could give you access immediately to the home. And then, of course, you can have indoor cameras if you wanted as the builder or the owner of the property so that you can make sure that, you know, no one's stealing anything throughout the home. And you can kind of check in and just make sure they're not doing anything inappropriate in the home and that, you know, obviously you know when they've left the property as well. And of course, if you're going to use that, then you'd want to have a data collection method so that you know exactly who came in, when, and for how long. And then, of course, with the smart locks and things like that, you can just hit a button to make sure the home is locked back up so no one else can come in and steal your stuff. Other things that you might see in the digital marketing space is interactive maps. Now, this has kind of been available, but it's becoming better and better where you can have a map of an entire development and you can click on each site. It may have the price, the availability, or it may show you what potential homes would work on that particular site. Or other pertinent information so that you could, you know, kind of scope out the site. It's just basically a little bit more of an interactive version of a price list. And here's some other kind of cutting edge things that you're going to see maybe more of down the road in the purchase process. One is virtual reality. So especially for custom builders, you know, people don't understand what this home is going to look like. So the VR headset, again, they can render out a plan. So if you have something kind of drawn up, again, there's some extra effort to do this, but they can kind of put in basic elements and designs and then build that out. And then you plug in a VR headset and you can walk yourself through the structure of the home just to get a general sense of what it would look like in a 3D world. Now, those are challenging because if you've ever used those, it does kind of mess with your equilibrium and your balance. So after a few minutes, you have to sometimes take a break. Otherwise, if you're like me, you'll probably get sick. So that's one thing that you've got to watch out for. But there is also another technology out there called altered reality. And altered reality, what it does is it takes something that's already existing that's out there and then it adds the element into it. So for example, you could have for altered reality, you could have say a picture of the home site that you have in your subdivision, and then the altered reality is it pops in a 3D exterior of the home that you are going to put there, so you can kind of see what it would look like with that particular backdrop. I've also seen examples of the altered reality where, let's say you're remodeling something, you could have a picture of the space, and then where the windows are when you're looking out, then you could put in the actual backdrop from outside the window. So they did show me an example. This was pretty cool. It was like a lake property. And what they did is they just said, okay, here's what the view would look like from the dinette out on the lake. And you're in the house in the picture, but then, where the window is, that's been cut out and replaced with the actual backdrop that you would really see. And then you could see how much view you would actually have out that particular window. So that's very interesting, kind of gives you a better level of understanding of the visibility that you're going to have. And of course, this brings us to the last digital marketing piece that you will see here in the future, and that's the home and lot visualizer. So similar to the altered reality and kind of under that umbrella, again, what you could do is you go out to your home site and you open up this device. It could be an iPhone or iPad. And then it will kind of direct you, so you can walk out and scale out. Okay, it's 50 feet back. It'll kind of tell you where 50 feet back is, so you can do a set point and then walk that out. And then you can hit a button, and also it'll drop a 3D version of the home on your device, so that you can literally start walking through that home and kind of feel like, okay, right here at this particular spot on the lot to scale, this is the back wall of my home. This is the window that I'm looking out, and I can see the view. And, it helps people sometimes decide where they want to put the home. Maybe they twist the home 15 degrees left or right, and that completely could change the view. So that's another thing that's available or coming available down the road that people could potentially use. Now, all these things cost time. They all cost money. So if you're a consumer, and these are fun to have, and they do make things interesting from a building process perspective, it might create some additional excitement for you as a builder. However, the challenge that you're going to see is that, smaller building companies aren't going to adopt a ton of this technology, because every single piece you add gets more and more expensive, and ultimately the consumer does pay for that. So that'll be interesting to kind of watch and see what things really do transform the buying process, and how many things, people still, to this day and age, want to see things physically in person and experience that before they buy, especially on a large ticket item like that. And it is hard to use some of these virtual experiences without that physical experience. So there you go. There are a whole bunch of new digital marketing tools that are going to be coming available on the market, and they can radically transform the home buying process. So if you guys have learned a lot and have enjoyed this podcast, please do me a huge favor. Give us a 5-star rating and a very brief sentence or two about what you enjoy about the podcast. That helps more and more people find our program and learn and have a great building experience.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.